Metformin is the drug of choice when it comes to first-line oral therapy for type 2 diabetes. Research by Nisa Maruther, an internal medicine expert at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues confirms.
We had enough evidence that we were able to demonstrate that metformin was associated with lower cardiovascular disease mortality than another drug, sulfonylurea. That is the first comparative effective evidence that we have that one of these classes might be better than another for one of these long-term outcomes.
Maruther says metformin offers a number of other benefits.
Metformin's been around for a long time. It's inexpensive. It has a very good safety profile in terms of long-term effects. And a lot of the newer drugs, we still know their long-term side effects.
Maruther says as more people develop type 2 diabetes worldwide, this analysis helps clinicians and patients make choices regarding good management, but stresses that things like weight loss, exercise, and diet are also important. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.